star today, amen. Plenty of chairs up here, y'all. Y'all want to come on up here? It's just so good up close. Amen. Well, we're going to get that rope up. Amen, Brother Frazier. All right, we're going to begin. Let's go. Oh, Jesus. All right. Chapter 18. All right. We're going to start reading here. Scheme of redemption. God's will being done. Amen. Why did Jesus come? You know, that's a question that most people can't answer, can they? Why did Jesus come? Give a biblical answer. So why did Jesus come? Did anybody ask those questions today, this week so far? How many books in the Bible? And nobody asked that question? You did? Many people know it? Didn't many people know it? Okay, I didn't think so. Ask a simple question. How many books are in the Bible? You might not need to go no further. If they don't know how many in the Bible, I know they're not going to know how many in the old, and they're not going to know in the new. Ought to be able to rightly divide it, amen? 512, 517, is that right? 41, 21, 1, am I right? 5 books of Pentateuch, 12 books of history, 5 books of poetry, and 17 books of prophecy. They all lead to what we're talking about, amen? After Jesus coming into the world, seeking to save that which was lost. So that's a question. I asked 3 or 4 people that question. I asked a preacher that question. I did. What he said was, and I said, do you know how many books in the Bible? He says, do you have a Bible? He said, yeah, I got a Bible. Do you know how many books in the Bible? He says, well, wait a minute. I said, okay, I'm waiting. Verse 13. Amen. Verse 13. But he was never able to give me an answer as to that. And you say, well, why is that so important? Well, why is that so important? Well, if you can't rightly divide, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study, right? Show yourself approved. See, that you may be able to rightly divide the word of what? Truth. So if you don't know the division, you don't know the purpose, you don't know the intent, Ephesians 5:17, to understand what is the will of the Lord, how you can 1 John 5:13 know. It's impossible. If you don't know, you ain't going to be transformed. See, those are 3 elements of life that going to happen. So I know it's being redundant when we keep saying that. And when we talk about the 512, 517, 41, 21, and 1, I know it's redundant, but these are things that you should know, right? In order to understand that question, why did Jesus come? Amen. We're getting to the end of it now. Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross, amen, in relationship to the fulfillment of John chapter 20. Go that right quick. This is the whole thing was about. In verse 30 and 31, this is what the whole book of John is all about, amen. That is, that many other signs truly to Jesus and the presence of the disciples were not written in this book. But these are written that you might, and underline that word, believe. That's one of the prerequisites to be saved. Mark 16:16, he that believes and is baptized shall be what? Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believing you might have life. John 10:10, through his name or by his authority. So by that word life, you should write John 10:10. That's life. Amen. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. John 8:31, if you continue my word, indeed you shall be a disciple, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free through life. But it got to be done through his authority, Matthew 28:18-20, because all authority was given to Jesus, and the authority rests in the church, which is guided by the book. So if it's resting authority by Jesus' name, amen, that's written in the book. Well, if you don't know what the book is all about, well, how are you going to know what authority is? How are you going to know what rules you when you don't know how to write or divide it? Amen? See, and that's the thing that we should know. It's like we're studying the Bible. Well, see, it makes sense, don't it? See, the first 5 books make sense. In the beginning was Genesis. They was in bondage, am I right? To the point that he called them out through numbering. Am I right? That he gave them a law through a deuteros, that is that he repeats the law. Now the next phase, that is that you get into the history of the Jews or the Israelites. Is that right? Y'all with me? So those first five has a purpose. It has an intent. Amen. But it's all based on what we're talking about here in John 20:30, that they might believe. Well, how are you going to believe if you don't know what the book says about Jesus and his authority? And see, you can't take authority and you can't take Jesus out of the church. Because see, you got to be in the church where authority works. You're like the United States, we're governed by a constitution, right? Well, that constitution of the United States don't govern other countries, but it governs we who are in the United States. That's why we have to be citizens of the United States in order to be governed by the laws of the state, United States. Well, the same thing in the church. See, he gives us life, abundant life, John 10:10, that we may have eternal life. That's two phases, am I right? That is when you're born again, am I right? That's that second birth, right? That is, we're born again for life. I came that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. That is that life that we live, the 21 books, right? We're going to get what? Eternal life. And that's the book of Revelation. Is that right? Did I say it right, Brother Frazier? But it all comes in the church. You see what I'm saying? Y'all with me? And that's what he's saying here. See, Jesus did many signs in the presence of his disciples. Amen? But these were written that they might believe, that we might believe who Jesus is. Now, miracles are not essential no more, because that which is in part has been done away with, because that which is perfect has come, which is the 27 books of the New Testament, John 1:17. The law came by Moses and grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Is that right? Y'all see that? Y'all understand that? But see, you got to understand, see what we're talking about. See, a lot of you don't understand when I went through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So if you don't understand that, well, see, you don't need to go. What's the next book, Brother Frazier, after Deuteronomy? Joshua. See, you're not going to understand what Joshua is all talking about in those next 12 books if you don't understand those first five. Y'all with me? See, and that's the reason why we say, well, how can you know, how can you believe, how can you have life if you don't understand the book? Amen? See, let me show you what I'm talking about. How many fingers am I holding up, Brother Frazier? Brother Frazier, how many fingers am I holding up? Count them for me. Count, come on. Hurry, don't play with me, count. Oh, five, okay, all right. Now, how many more fingers am I holding up? Five or five what? 10, is that right? Am I right? You sure it's 10? You sure it's 10? I'm holding up. Let's count with me, okay? Let's count with me. All right, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 11. I count 11. No, I ain't skipping none. I called every number. Did I not? Listen to me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's 11. You're wrong. 5 plus 5 is 11. Isn't that what I just counted? No, whoa. Ain't that what I just counted? Did y'all see me? Listen to me. 6, 5, 4, 3, what? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, right? 5, 4, 3, 2, what? That's 11, am I right? Is that right? But we're going to move on. Let's go God's word. But the point that I'm trying to make is this here. Sometimes we are illusioned of what we see, right or wrong. We know 5 and 5 is 10. See, that's a sleight of the hand. It's a trick. But it's a wrong trick. And that's how many people are being fooled today. That many people are being deceived today because they can't rightly divide God's word. Now, if I did that to somebody might say, oh my Lord, I thought 5 and 5 was 10. Thank you for telling me it's 11. But that's not right. Amen. Now, y'all can use that. But don't mess it up like I did. Let's go to God's word. All right. John chapter 18. Y'all ready? Let's start reading, okay? And let's start reading in verse 13. All right? And we're going to read, okay? And stop me when you want to. All right? All right. And they led Jesus away to Antipas first, for he was father-in-law to Cephas, which was the high priest that same year. Now, Cephas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Now, underline that concept, that one man should die for the people. Let's go to Hebrews. I want to share a scripture with you in the book of Hebrews. All right? In Hebrews chapter 3, and I want to just read a point in relationship to what they said. Now, they said it, but they didn't know what they was talking about in relationship to scheme of redemption. In Hebrews chapter 3, I'm sorry, Galatians chapter 3, not Hebrews, I'm sorry. Galatians chapter 3. In Galatians chapter 3, I want to read something to you, and then we'll go to Hebrews, okay? But in Galatians chapter 3, I want to begin reading here, beginning in verse number 19, all right? And then we'll continue to read on in relationship to scheme of redemption. That question I asked you, well, why did Jesus come? It says in verse 19, 3:19, Galatians, it says, wherefore then what serveth the law? And what is the law? The law is the Old Testament, right? That's the 39 books, am I right? It was added because of transgression. But the word transgression, right? Genesis 3:15. We're going to be talking about that Sunday, all right? 3:15. Till the seed, all right, Galatians 4:4, Genesis 3:15, the first messianic prophecy, should come to whom the promise was made. It was ordained by angels in the hands of a mediator. And Jesus Christ is that mediator between God and man. In relationship to the question that was asked here, that is, that one man should die for the people. See, when he made that statement, it was a statement that was preordained before the foundation of the world. Right? Because when you go Holy Spirit right there, when you go to Ephesians, and go there real quick, Ephesians chapter 1, and beginning in verse 4, and if you're there, write chapter 3 and verse 10. Because chapter 1, verse 4, it says here, according as he has chosen us in the world before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. And by that word will mean intent. And by that word will, we write Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17. Let us understand what is the will of the Lord. That is that it was predestinated before the foundation of the world. Now go with me to chapter 3 and then we'll go back. Go back to chapter 3 and verse 10. Because 3:10 says, to the intent, to the purpose, that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. How's it known? By the church. What church? The church that Jesus built. The manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in Jesus. So what I'm saying is that when you read this here, when you go back to verse 19 of Galatians 3:19, when he use words like the law. See, it was added because of sin. See, if Adam and Eve never sinned in the Garden of Eden, there would be no need for a Bible. There'll be no need for a church. There'll be no need for the seed to come. There'll be no need for a church of Christ because there would be no sin. Amen. Transgression brought in sin, that brought in gift, that brought in death. Amen. Whereby the blood of Jesus Christ when he said that one man had to die, thank God it was Jesus. Amen. I'm glad that that man wasn't Muhammad. I'm glad that man wasn't Allah. I'm glad that man was no man-made man, but that man was Jesus, who had to die because of transgression that was committed under the law, under the Old Testament, right? That is, of Genesis 2:15, when he gave that one command of this God, you may freely eat, but the tree of good and evil, don't eat off of it, because if you eat off of it, you will surely what? Die. That's what sin does, right? Sin causes us to be dead, spiritually dead. And if you play with it long enough, it'll kill you. Amen? Now let's continue to read. Look at verse 20. It says, now a mediator, which is Jesus, is not a mediator but one, but God is one. Is the law against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been given by the law. Now, think about what we said. You remember when John 20, 30, and 31, he said, because of the miracles that Jesus did, they was get done that they might believe that we may have life through Jesus' name. That's what he said. See, you can't have life if the promise never was fulfilled. If Jesus never died on the cross, if we start right here in John 18 and they never crucified Jesus, brethren, we all be lost. What Romans 6, 23 says? It says, for the wages of sin, that word wages mean a price had to be what? Paid. It's death. And that death was that mediator, was that Jesus Christ who came that we might have life, see, that we might be saved. Now, let's continue to read. Drop right down to verse 23 for time's sake. He said, but before faith came, before Jesus came, we were kept under the what? Law. Now, if you was reading this here, if you didn't know what the law were, how can you rightly divide this here? Now, this is the difficult thing. If you don't know the divisions or the purpose or the intent of the 39 books, if you don't know that there are 66 or 39, now forget about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Forget about that. Forget about you not knowing that Genesis means beginning, Exodus means bondage, Levi means called, numbering, that is to repeat the law. How you gonna know what he's talking about? You understand what I'm saying? You can't know this here. He said, before faith come, we were kept under the law. By the way, law, just write 39 in your Bible, and you know. And once you write that in your Bible, go and break it down. It won't hurt you, am I right? See, because see, what you're doing through study, you are reinforcing the mind. That's what study does. Study, you reinforce. Like we use that word brethren, we write 21, right? See, what did that tell you? That tells you that because of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that you believed who Jesus was or is, that you got saved in the book of Acts. Now you live by 21, so now you are brethren. Amen. Now, if you don't do that, you can't call yourself brethren. And like a friend of mine say, am I your brother? I said, no, you ain't my brother. He said, how come I can't be? I said, no, you ain't my brother. See, you can't be my brother. Not in a spiritual sense. Now, I have an earthly brother. I have one brother. Now, he's my brother. Amen. But he's not my spiritual brother. See, he's not like we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. We are royal priesthood. We are part of that family. See, he's not that brother in that sense. Amen. Now, he's physical. We got both the same mom and dad, but we are not a spiritual brother. And the reason why is because he has not complied with the 27, to be a part of the 21. You with me? See, the 27 is there that we may be part of the 21, that we may live. See, by that word 21, you should write, big as you can, live. John 10, 10, I came that you may have life, that you may have it more abundantly. Y'all know what? See, when we have problems, You can't blame God the Father. You can't blame God the Son. You can't blame God the Holy Spirit. You know who the problem lies? It's with us. Amen. Y'all hear what I just said? Because see, if you live by the 21 books and learn contentment and you learn peace and you learn satisfaction, see, you're going to know what life is. See, we violate that. See, go to James right quick. And hold your spot there. I want to show you where he said. Over in James, we've been studying the book of James. And over here in James chapter 4, he talks about that, didn't he? James 4. He said in verse 1. Well, see, you got to understand. Here we go again. When you look at the 27, and when you look at the 4 to 1, that life lies in that 21 reign, right? Amen. See, that we may have peace. Amen. See, because James chapter 1 and verse 12, we've been studying that. He said, we are blessed, right? When we endure temptation. But when we are proved, we're going to receive the crown of life, which has been promised. Right? Am I right? And by that, right, Ephesians 4:30. That is, that we get sealed. That is, we get a spiritual protection around us. Can't nobody touch us. Now, they can shoot darts at you. They can come at you. But as long as you stay within that 21, right? Y'all see me? See, as long as you stay in between Romans and Jude, and you live by Romans and Jude, see, he said that they may believe, right? That they may have life, and it's all about authority. Who authority? Jesus' authority. Isn't that what we're talking about? Ain't that wonderful? Y'all with me? And that's the way you got to see it. Because if you don't see it that way, you're not going to have peace. See, because in James 4, he talks about it. This is just life. James 4 is life. It's just life. It's just living. It's just breathing. It's just the human state of mankind. That's what it is. It's a state of man. And then you can do about it. Now, there is something that we can do about it. That is that once we begin to know, right? Because we understand, we can make transformations. See, we can be transformed. Each day the Lord lets you see one more day is a day you get better and better. See, you should never, what you went through today, go through it tomorrow. You have to see it. See, whatever you went through today, you shouldn't go through it tomorrow. Because Paul said in Philippians 3:12, what we have to do is forget those things behind and press on. See, whatever happened today, you ain't going to take it with you tomorrow. Like sometimes people won't forgive. They stay angry with people for days and weeks. Sometimes husband and wife fight and won't speak for 3 or 4 or 5 days. Some may not speak for a month. Some ain't spoken 2 or 3 years. See, at that point, you ain't in the 21. Because that ain't what the Bible teach. Ephesians 4:32. Right? So what I'm saying is that 21 that we're talking about here is that 21 that we live in, that is that, sure, we all have sin, am I right? Sure, we all fall short of the glory. We're all human, am I right? We're in this world, but we're not of this world, but we're still a part of the world. That's why we got the blood of Jesus. But through understanding, am I right? See, and through that understanding, we know that if when we err, we make the corrections that we need to let it alone, let God take care. Y'all with me? See, some folk been holding on to stuff for 6 months. You can't do that. And still stay within the 21. Because look what it says in James right quick. This life. He says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? This is an individual thing, am I right? See, that's a war between the flesh and the spirit. War ain't gonna win. Either the spirit gonna overtake the flesh, or the flesh gonna overtake the spirit. He said, He said, they come they not hence, even of your lust, that desire, that war in your members. You lust, am I right? And you have not. You kill, and you desire to have, and you cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. But quickly, that verse 3, underline that word amiss. See, that word amiss means what we ask and what we pray for, but it's not in the 21 books. See, you pray for something that maybe you don't need. You pray for something that's going to be detrimental to you, that you can't find it in their 21 books. Is that right? See? And the devil know that, don't he? And because he know that, and then you know what the devil know? He know how much you understand. He know how much you know. And he know how much you've been transformed. And that's the reason why he shoot those fiery dots at you. And then when he shoot them at you, because you don't put on the whole armor of God, you can't fight back. And at that point, you become spiritually dead. Amen. So go back to what Jesus said. They say, is he the one to die? I thank God that he was the one to die. I thank God that he was that mediator. I thank God that the Old Testament is the focal point that points to Jesus. That's all it does. To the seed should come. Am I right? Because of transgression. Am I right? Before faith came, we were kept under the law. You see what I'm saying? See, before Jesus came, we were kept under the law. See? And that's what he's saying there, until the law was a schoolmaster, am I right? To bring us unto who? Christ, see, and that is the church. See, these are, I like to label them that way, these identifying marks for us to know that the church is right. Because sometimes we can be dogmatic. Sometimes we can be authoritative. See, and a lot of times people say, well, that's your opinion. That's how you feel. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to talk to you no more about that. I'm not going to change. That's just the way I am. But see, the reason why they say that, because they don't understand. See, they don't understand what is the will of the Lord. And you ain't going to understand it. Just this passage right here in Galatians. See, how can you not understand when I use the word law? Well, you don't know what the law is. Can you? I mean, just what we just read in 3:19. See, transgression, the seed that was promised. Well, why was it promised? Why was it? I mean, in the book of Genesis, we just got to read in Genesis, right? When you see the patriarchs, am I right? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. When you go to chapter 5 and you read that long lineage, am I right? Genesis 12:1, in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. See, all you're seeing, folks, I'm telling you, man, have you been seeing it as we read? See, you see a lineage from one generation to generation to generation to generation to Shiloh come. We see it through the Pentateuch. We're going to see it through history. We're going to see it through poetry. And we're going to see it through the prophets. See? And then in the Gospels, it's going to be fulfilled. Crazy, I came not to destroy, but do what? See, every prophecy of the 17 books had to be fulfilled in order for God's will to be done. Every one of them. Everything that the 17 books of prophecy talks about in the Old Testament is fulfilled in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John in order for purpose to be served. Right? And the reason why it had to be was because the church of Christ is perfect. is perfect for imperfection. And we are imperfect. But it's perfect. And some people get mad at the church. I ain't going there no more. Why you get mad at the church? Church ain't did nothing. Am I right? We all have sin, am I right? There's not a perfect one here today. We're all going to err one with another, am I right? We're going to err against one another, am I right? Am I right? So all you got to do, if you disagree, or if there's a problem, let the word of God, let them 21 books solve the problem. Why are you going to run for? Am I right? People get mad on doctrine. Well, I ain't going here no more. I'm going somewhere else. Well, something wrong with that. Because we all will be speaking the same thing, am I right? Have same mind, same judgment, 1 Corinthians 1:10, am I right? How in the world are we going to be the church, that one church, but we all got different doctrines? Teaching different things. That can't be. Is that right or wrong? So how in the world are you going to get mad here and then go somewhere else and they do something you want to do? Somebody wrong. Am I right? That don't make no sense. See, it don't make sense when you see over 1,000 different churches all preaching and teaching different things. Some wrong, and we all got one Bible. Don't it make sense somebody got to be wrong? So the only way you're going to solve it, go to the book. Don't that make sense? The book going to solve it. Every night I keep hopping on the 39, 27, 5, 12, 5, 17, 4, 1, 21, 1. See, I keep saying that over and over and over again because I'm trying to engrave within your mindset purpose. See, when you get that purpose, or when you understand what I'm saying tonight, man, a light going to go off. Because once you live with them 21 books, man, it's the best thing since sliced bread. Man, I'm telling you, you got something that it just you can't explain it, can you, Brother Frazier? It's just a peace of mind. It's just a satisfaction. It makes everything just right. And that's the purpose of what Jesus says in John 20, 30, 31. He says, many miracles and signs did Jesus do that are written in the book, but these that are written that they might believe that they may have life. Life, that life is by the authority or by the name of Jesus. And that's the first four books, am I right? See, what it say? Say it again? Uh-huh. Well, why? That's it. That's James 1:25, right? Perfect law of living. So you don't need nothing else. See, everybody, Deuteronomy 4:2, Proverbs 30:6, and Revelation 22:18, don't add to it. So when they ask that question, well, is this the man to die? Well, thank God it was. Amen. Because if Jesus never died, where would we be? See, if Jesus never died, blood was shed, Acts 20:28. Hey, the blood couldn't purchase the church. And that's another point. If Acts 20:28 said that the blood that Jesus shed purchased the church, the question we need to be asking, well, what church did he buy? Eric, is that your car out there? Did you buy that car out there? Yeah. What's all our cars on? Which one? You didn't buy all of them, did you, Eric? Are you that prosperous? You understand the point that I'm saying? He bought the car, the specified car, that he and Miss Joella, I guess y'all roll in together with. Is that right? Whole family. See, he didn't buy all the car. Like people say, what house you live in? See, I was in the paper business. We learned routes by markers. And they'll say, throw the house that the light never is cut off. Turn left. Eric know what I'm talking about. And throw the house on the right-hand side, and the light never goes off. It works good. But the problem comes in when they cut the lights off. They know what I'm talking about. Throw the house where they got a duck on the mailbox. The problem comes in one night you come in, the duck gone. You understand? See, that's the same thing with the word. See, you ask the question, well, if the Acts 20 and 28 said that the blood that Jesus shed pushes the church, the next question you ought to be asking, well, what church? Well, did that blood purchase in and all? Did he die for multiplicity? Amen. Well, can you go to the book? Let's go back to the Bible. Am I right? And find your church in the Bible. Don't that make sense? Don't that make sense? Amen. See, that's reasoning. Am I right? That's logic. See, this is a biblical concept. And that's the reason why, you know, see, if you can't right a divide, if you don't understand, she said she asked the question, I asked the question, if they don't know that, well, how you going to know? How you going to understand? If you don't understand, if you don't know, brother, you're not going to be transferred. Y'all with me? Transformed. See, and that's the point. So go back to John. Y'all with me? Does that make sense? That's the reason why you hear people. You didn't come here just for your health. You come here to pick up some spiritual wealth. So when you leave here, amen, you can take it with you, apply it to your life so that your life can be better. Because see, if that's not the case, well, why did you come? Right? See, if that's the case, why do we even have church? Why do we even go to church? See, people been going to church all their life, but they ain't made no change. There's no transformation. You ever seen people on your job? They said, boy, we had a good time in church, but they're the same old folks. They're still doing the same thing. They still got the same girlfriends and boyfriends and got husband and wife. But you go to church. Something wrong with that. Is that right? See, you call yourself a Christian and you Christ-like and you following Christ, but how can you follow Christ when you're not following his word? Or you don't know how to follow his word. Amen? See? Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be what? In Christ. Let the mind be in Christ. Let the mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Okay? So he says here, back to John right quick, but I ran out of time. And John, he said, one man should die for the people. What people? All mankind. See, in Christ Jesus, God is no respecter of persons. There's no black church, there's no white church. We're all equal in God's eyesight. Amen? Amen? Sometimes I wonder about back in this segregationist period of time when white churches wouldn't allow black people to attend, they're going to be held accountable for that. I remember Bill Medeiros, before I obeyed the gospel, and he wanted to take his class to West End over here. They said, no, don't bring them over here. Sean, me, and Dorothy, yeah, we went to River Church. You remember that, Sean? That was the first time we ever heard of the Church of Christ. I thank God we went there. But can you imagine they telling people don't bring black people over there? And Jesus died for all the people? See, he didn't die just for the Jews. He died for all people. Amen? Y'all with me? And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did all of the disciples. Now, you know, the other disciple they say was John. Who they say it was? Yeah. Yeah. But Judas was damn. But the reason why I say John, I'm going to prove it to you a little bit later, a little bit more steady. And the reason why, because see, John faced this same high priest. Was it Acts chapter 4? when he died. And we'll talk about it next week. I'm going to show you that the other disciple was John. Because, see, you see what I'm talking about? See, they knew who he was. Okay? And we'll talk about it a little bit more. See, that other disciple. Peter was there, and I believe it was John, too. See, John. And the disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. See, and the reason why I'm saying that is because, and we'll look at that next week. Okay? Well, matter of fact, let's stop there. But go back. You go back and look at that. Go back and look at verse 15, and look at that. And we. But I'm pretty much sure that the other disciple there that's mentioned there is John, with Peter. Okay, and we'll look at that a little bit later. Okay, all right. We're gonna mark verse 15. We're gonna finish it one day. Is that right? All right. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? So y'all know what to think about living? Where you gonna go? How to live? Y'all know? Y'all know how to live? Tell you how to live? Y'all know? Shake your head if you know. Hello? You don't know? You know? Okay, I want to make sure everybody know. All right, you know? All right, we'll pick back up. All right, don't forget about the meeting tomorrow night. Last night, Shannon, I found the best way to go. I don't know the name of the road. But when I came outside and shined that way, I said, ooh, I didn't know, because me and Dara got along before we went, huh? That shadow went down the road.